Gather round, my name is Uncle Ron, you've landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how to grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I use every single day to grow my own businesses here smack dab in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. This week, we have gone back to the basics and we are talking about how to create a systematic distribution of your content. This came from a couple of conversations I've had recently. One of my friends said, people don't have a mechanism to distribute what they produce, so why produce it? I say that most people don't actually distribute content because they don't produce it. It's a chicken and egg conversation. The bottom line is, not only do you have to produce content, you actually have to distribute it. I referenced earlier this week about the conversation I had last Thursday, a week ago, that said you should be monetizing every single interaction you have with people so that you can maximize the revenue and profitability of your business. Most of us don't do a great job of that, and I pointed several fingers at myself. Here is the last step to creating a systematic content distribution plan. We're going to start with going to our website. We talked about that Tuesday. We are going to push email. We talked about that Wednesday. Yesterday, we talked about the ways to leverage social media. Now let's talk about the way to recycle all of this. When you publish and create content, I would recommend that you create some form of a database of everything that you've published and pushed out over time. The reason I say this is because as you stack up content, as you stack up time, you're not going to remember what you did 3.5 years ago. I couldn't tell you what I was publishing about 3.5 years ago outside of it had to do with home insurance. You need to have some mechanism that will allow you to search and see what you've done over time. You need to be able to quickly and easily reuse this content at a later time. As a topic comes up that is in the news, you can newsjack it. You can use an old piece of content and say, hey, we were talking about this 2 years ago. This is what happened locally in the news. This is how you fix it, overcome it, leverage it, whatever the case may be. That's a way to recycle the content, but you have to have that database to be able to effectively do it. The next step that I'm going to tell you you need to take in recycling content is that tool missing letter that I've mentioned before. I actually mentioned it yesterday because it helps you push content to your social channels using meta description, the images that are in your content, and quotes, and gets links back to your website. Missing letter also allows you to generate 12-month evergreen campaigns based around those URLs. It's going to help you pre-populate and schedule regular post to your social channels so that over time that content is continually going out. If you think about 6 months worth of content distribution and you're recycling all of that over a 12-month period, eventually you've got multiple pieces of content that are going out at any single given time. If you're doing this on multiple social media channels, let's say you leverage Facebook, you leverage Instagram, you leverage Twitter, you leverage LinkedIn, you leverage Google Business Listing, you've got lots of content moving into lots of places on a consistent, regular basis that is going to help you land and interact with more and more people over time. It's a law of large numbers. The last piece we're going to talk about is to update the content on your website. We spent a whole week on this last week. You need to start the distribution process all over again when you do that update. Not only is your content going to get better over time because you're updating it, it's going to save you time on those days when you don't have a lot of time to continue to publish on a regular cadence. It's going to allow you to create more and better memes, infographics, explainer videos, and you can queue up that 12-month evergreen all over again. You're putting the content in front of more people over longer stretches of time. Law of large numbers says the more volume you do with this, the more success you're going to have. I had a conversation with my wife this weekend, and she looked at me and she said, I feel like the key, especially to social media, is volume. I looked at her and I said, 100% correct. If you're not putting volume on social media, you're not going to get anywhere. One of the ways to get the volume out there is to recycle stuff over and over and over again. I'm not telling you on Facebook to take your memories and republish a memory every single day, because people get over that. But if you see a memory about a specific topic and you create a new variation on that topic, now you've got something. It's easy to work in pictures of your younger kids when they were cuter than they are now. You need to be recycling this stuff over time. Leverage tools like Missing Letter. Leverage the AI to help you get the email out about something that you wrote about 6, 12, 18, 24 months ago. You can simply have the AI rewrite whatever that article is into an email and send it out to your list. Include a call to action that says, this is how you purchase this. The key is to get the volume out there. The secondary piece of that is you need to have the call to action so that you can monetize it. If you're pushing the content and you're not monetizing it, you're missing the opportunities to sell and make money. I don't know about you. I need money to make my house go. So you have to monetize those interactions as much as you can. Test different buttons. Test different channels with your recycling methods. You may find that LinkedIn is better for what you're trying to offer than Instagram. If that's the case, lean heavier on the Instagram, but don't ignore LinkedIn. Things do shift and change over time. You need to be looking at your interactions. You need to be finding what tweaks you can make to your content so that it gets more bang for the buck. Two things that you need to take away from this week if you take away nothing else. Number one, produce the content, publish it to your website. Number two is deploy it and keep your stool stable. You need four legs to have the most stable stool or chair possible. More legs is more stability. At least four makes sure that you aren't falling over and landing on your head. I'm Uncle Ron. You've been on my porch. If you are not on my email list, shame on you. Open up a browser window, type in bit.ly/porch, capitalize the P. Give me your first name, your best email address. Tomorrow morning, you are going to get an email from me. It is going to summarize everything we've talked about. It's going to give you a cheat sheet to deploy all of these mechanisms. I'm going to give you links to the software I've talked about so that you can easily find it and begin to implement it. And I'll put it inside of a story that will help you understand everything we've talked about. I look forward to seeing you next week on the porch.